This is Newark Today, WBGO's award-winning call-in show with Newark Mayor Cory Booker. We're discussing the issues affecting New Jersey's largest city. And now your host, Andrew Meyer.
The country as a whole seems about to turn the corner on the current recession. Nationwide, the growth in the unemployment rate is leveling off. But in Newark, the unemployment numbers tell a different story. The rate for the last month jumped to 14.3%. That's a 15-year high. And some economists say that's almost at the point where people give up hope. Are things going to get worse in Newark? Is there hope for the city's unemployed?
This is an economy and has a tremendous amount of pain. Unemployment is often the last thing that recovers. So we're seeing hope and possibility, most importantly, but we're not seeing the recovery yet.
That's Newark Mayor Cory Booker appearing on NBC's Meet the Press this past weekend. But we have more than just tape of the mayor, as always. On Newark Today, we have the man himself. Mayor, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you as well. It's good to be here.
Also joining us this month, the city's deputy mayor for economic development, Stephen Pryor. It's good to have you back on the program, Stephen.
Great to be back. Thank you.
And, of course, you are an essential part of our conversation tonight. Are you having a tough time finding work? Do you have a job you're looking to fill? We want to hear from you. To get in on this conversation, give us a call at 1-800-499-9246. That's toll free, 1-800-499-9246. You can also email us your question at newarktoday@wbgo.org. Mayor, you and your New York City counterpart, Mayor Bloomberg, were on Meet the Press last weekend. And among other things, this is what Bloomberg had to say about the job you're doing here.
He has one of the most difficult jobs in America. He's taken over a city where you've had many years of underinvestment and lack of foresight and terrible government, and he really is the future of Newark. With him, they have a chance to rectify things. Not going to be easy. He's got a tougher job than I do.
Mayor Bloomberg says you got a tougher job than he does. That's not just a dodge, is it? I mean, throwing responsibility back on a previous administration.
Well, I actually don't want to talk about that. What I'd rather talk about is getting back to what you opened up with, which is Newark's 14% unemployment rate and the reality of that. And it's gone sort of up and down. We were down at 12.7 in April. Before that, in March and February, we were up in 13.3. But the interesting thing about the unemployment rate, as bad as it is we've actually gained less in terms of total number, percentage of growth of unemployment than the rest of the country. The rest of the country is up about 25% worse than they were when the economy started. We've increased about 14%. So our rise is less quickly than the other places, because your characterization, I think, at the beginning of the hour was not quite accurate in the sense that the whole country has been going up. Newark has been going up less, but it's still going up at an alarmingly high rate. So the question, though, most importantly, is what are we going to do in response to that? And we've done a lot of things that I hope people here listening, especially Newark residents, take advantage of to try to help get more money in the pockets of our community. And probably one of the most innovative things we started was the Financial Empowerment One-Stop Center on 103 Bloomfield Avenue, only of its kind in the country. You can go in there and find out about everything from scholarship programs, savings match programs, job opportunities, find out about ways to get more money back from the government that you weren't realizing. But, Stephen, there's a lot of things that you've done to help start more businesses in Newark, attract more businesses to Newark, create more development, create more minority local women folks to really generate more jobs. I'd love for you to mention something about that.
Yes, sir. Well, we've established the first ever loan fund for small minority businesses in Newark. We've established our own fund at Brick City Development Corporation. We've also partnered with Prudential on the one hand and Rutgers on the other. Kudos to them for doing so. And we've had $5 million out the door in commitments to small businesses ranging from an ice cream shop in the North Ward, Just Delicious, which is a phenomenal new ice cream shop, to a clothing store in the South Ward, to a first-ever pediatric dentistry office in the Central Ward.
So there's been dozens of businesses in this bad economy that we've helped start here by local minorities, women, and small entrepreneurs.
Yes, sir. A dozen loans, dollars committed, and dozens more in the way of technical assistance to help businesses get through this tough time and to launch new businesses, even in the down economy.
So the point to make is really that if you are a Newarker right now and you are looking for opportunity, if you want to start a business, we have a huge tunnel about to be dug between New York and New Jersey. If you want to start a contracting business and have problems with bonding insurance, we started a program to help people get bonding. If you're looking to get more dollars in your pocket, we have places to go. So there's a lot of things in this down economy, but maybe the biggest one is trying to attract companies to come to Newark that can do hiring. And we're starting to see, even in this down economy, some really great signs of success.
Well, even with the unemployment rate at 14.3% and Newark not doing quite as bad as other urban centers, as you say, a lot of people are probably still out there wondering, is it going to get worse?
Yeah.
Is it going to get better? I mean, what are we looking at in the here and now and in the short term?
Well, I can say unequivocally, actually, it's going to get better in a dramatic fashion. Not only are you starting to see recovery signs in the economy, but here locally, we just passed a set of laws to incentivize development, companies moving to our city. It's probably the most dramatic set of legislation. We signed it right here in Newark with the governor to create and attract businesses that make us now the most competitive city in the region, I would argue, or at least none more than Newark, New Jersey, because of the legislation. Stephen, why don't you mention some of the highlights of that?
It's the Economic Stimulus Act of 2009, the New Jersey State Act. And what it does is it creates urban transit hubs, which are 0.5-mile zones around a rail station like Penn Station or Broad Street Station, and, importantly, our light rail system in Newark and our freight rail system in our port area. And it has the opportunity for any project $50 million or greater to really offer a corporate business tax credit against the total value of the improvement. Bottom line is, for the development of job-creating commercial space and industrial space, it's the free building program. You can actually, in this economy, receive an offsetting against your corporate taxes to that degree if you're going to generate sufficient jobs and build a big enough project. Even before that that bill takes effect, we're using the tools that precede it to bring new jobs to Newark, and we're pleased that under the mayor's leadership, a company called SME, which is a distribution center that's located at Passaic and Clay, has just moved to Newark, bringing 130 jobs, 100 of them from Manhattan, 30 brand new that will be available jobs for people in Newark. These are the kinds of industrial developments, distribution centers, warehouses that are possible to do what the mayor's saying, which is really to make dramatic changes over the next several years in employment and in development.
And so we've succeeded in getting some banks to move back to the city of Newark, like Standard Chartered Bank, employing dozens and dozens of people. We had a big victory with our first big warehousing company, AMB, that moved their jobs here, their location here in the Northeast. We've had some success even with tech companies. I visited one earlier last week called Audible.com that is just doing a great job here in the city of Newark. But now we're far more competitive to grow businesses within our city amongst our own residents and to attract businesses from the outside.
And we're going to be taking a closer look at both the federal and the state stimulus packages coming up in the second segment of our program tonight. You're listening to Newark Today on WBGO and WBGO.org. You're a vital part of our conversation. We want to hear from you. Give us a buzz toll-free at 1-800-499-9246. That's 1-800-499-9246. You can, of course, email us as well at newarktoday@wbgo.org. I want to switch gears here to another topic that's been very much in the headlines, a recent spike in gun violence in the city. And right along with it, there's been a series of Stop the Violence marches here in the city. The most recent one taking place tonight just down the street from here at NJPAC, where they actually interrupted the Thursday night Sounds of the City for a while.
When we feel like one day of inconvenience is going to kill us, as opposed to the mother that is home that will never see her son again, never ever see her gun again. God help you if you have become that selfish, that materialistic, that greedy, that self-centered, that you believe that your life and this music is more important than those children who are dying every day in these streets.
That was Ross Baraka at the megaphone there. Now, Mayor, as I said, there's been a number of these Stop the Violence marches around the city recently, but they're doing more than just calling for an end to the shootings. They're also calling for the head of your police director. Is this coming from people who are uninformed, politically motivated, or do they have any credibility here at all?
Well, let's just first of all say that anytime somebody's shot in our city, there should be universal outrage. And the problem is, in many ways, we've grown too accustomed to violence in our city. And so I encourage anyone who wants to tell the truth about what's going on and that we don't sanction this, we don't condone it, We will not let it go unnoticed, and we will speak out against it. So in many ways, that sentiment is so important. We have made dramatic progress, and you say there's been a spike in shootings. If you look at these 28 days compared to 28 days last year, we're actually down 20% compared to it. But frankly, there's been too many shootings. One shooting is too many. Two shootings. I talked to somebody today whose husband was shot holding what we assume to be a 15-year-old and was shot. The story that was in
the
Ledger today.
Was this the attempted burglary?
The attempted burglary.
Yeah.
So this is outrageous and unacceptable. We've made tremendous progress, of which Gary McCarthy has helped lead that progress. We're the number one city in America for reducing the numbers of shootings, 40% down over the three-year period. But that's not acceptable. We shouldn't think that that's progress or success. So we've got to understand that we have a lot of work to do. And I'm actually in agreement. We should all, as a people, as a community, begin to step up and funnel our frustration and our anger in the most productive of ways.
And calling for the resignation of Gary McCarthy is a non-starter.
You don't take a quarterback out of the game when you're in a drive and making progress and doing the kind of things you're doing. He's one of the more successful police directors if you just judge him by his performance and the outcomes. But the reality is we've got problems far deeper than that, and we can't point fingers at each other. We all must, start to take responsibility and do constructive things. Now, let me say right now, how can we as a city relax when there's many people out now right now on a waiting list for big brothers and big sisters? We need to focus on mentoring. There are neighborhoods in this community where we know there are challenges. I'd love to be with people to stand in a community where there's been violence and to say we've got to take these streets back, talk to some of the young men that are on the street, offer them opportunities, help them get off the streets and into other things. There's so many things we could be doing, but how can I be upset with a bunch of people? There were 40 people down at NJ PAC protesting today. How can I be upset with the 40 people? They may be calling for McCarthy's head, but you know what? They're speaking out about the violence, which is great, that we should not have silence about.
Well, one other thing that they are calling for, they handed out a sheet of demands, if you will, and their second one is they're calling for stakeholders really to come together for a mass meeting with grassroots community-based organizations, law enforcement, social service providers for the city, UMDNJ, Newark's business community, clergy, all coming together to declare violence as a public health issue and establish a coordinated intervention plan to help alleviate the condition. What do you think about that?
Well, we started there, and we've had a lot of such meetings, pulling together a whole bunch of different sectors of our community. We actually had the first very large one 3 years ago. So anything that pulls together people and organizes people has to continue to happen. Yesterday, we had a summit meeting to talk about public safety with leaders from a number of different agencies in City Hall to talk about strategies to reduce violence, strategies to keep our kids safe as the school year starts up. So a lot of these things are happening right now.
Are they inclusive enough? I mean, the fact that they're asking for this it seems to suggest that they want to be in on the process, and
well,
maybe they're not.
I mean, you have to define who the they is. I mean, there's definitely some political folks who, as we get closer to the election, who are involved in that. I met yesterday with some people who have been involved in these marches. I had a very good constructive conversation about way to take action. So a lot of people who are involved out there today, I've known and have relationships with, and we are working together. The thing is right now, everybody should be self-examining and saying, what more can I do? Even if it's just raising your voice, even if it's saying that I'm going to talk to somebody in my family that might be involved in this, even if it's giving the police information about what's happening in your community with our anonymous tip lines that actually pay money, even if it's doing something in your neighborhood more, we've got to start doing it, because the police director is not going to stop all the violence in the city. We may end the year another 10% down or 20% down. As long as there's one shooting in the city, it's too many, and we need more people involved in the problem.
You're listening to Newark Today on WBGO and WBGO.org. To get in on this conversation, you can give us a call at 1-800-499-9246. John from Bloomfield is joining us on the program. John, welcome to Newark Today.
Thank you.
You have a question for the mayor. Go ahead and fire away.
Yes, thank you. Yes, mayor. I'm calling from, again, Bloomfield. And this was a matter that happened about a month ago. I was coming back from Newark Airport. I missed my, I missed 78, and I wind up in Newark. Now I was lost as I was coming down Broad Street, and I guess at the corner market, that's what it said. I needed to speak to an officer. I needed help from a police officer. So with that, I saw a police officer at the corner. I made a right behind a direct behind a police officer, As I pulled up alongside, rolled down my window, the police officer gave me such a look and angry, just whatever it was, just with her finger or hand, pulled me over and said to me, license and registration. I says, but officer, I'm lost. I need to have license and registration.
John, so what's the long and what happened, long and short of it?
Long and short, I couldn't get help from a police officer, and in return, I got a ticket.
Ticket for what?
A ticket for
You can't make a turn on that street.
Okay. John, let me get the mayor in on this.
So, John, a couple things. One is, if you ever have a complaint about the police officers, we've really streamlined our processes. There's a way to go about it. You made an illegal turn, though, at Broad Market, and I understand you might have needed directions. You live in Bloomfield. That's a major intersection. I'm sort of confused about how you didn't know how to get from Broad Market to Bloomfield. But that's an illegal turn. We've had a lot of problems with traffic incidents, with pedestrians getting hit. So what you did was break a law. So I don't think I can say anything more about that. But again, if you have a specific complaint with the treatment of one of my police officers, there's a way to go about it. And if their behavior did not reflect our standards, we'll do something about it. In addition to that, Broad and Market is a very well-camered place. So the incident that you had with the officers also logged on video. And so if you have a complaint, it's very easy to review the behavior of that police officer also. So please help us keep – if you have a complaint, please help us keep our police officers accountable.
And who should he get in touch with?
He should call – I'll tell you what. Call our non-emergency response line, which I want everybody to understand. For any issue with the city, you can call 973-733-4311. Because I'm sure we have that officer on film. I'm sure we have the officer's car number. And I'm sure if you have an issue with that officer, it can be investigated and we can take action. And we're doing that in a much more proficient way.
You're listening to Newark Today on WBGO and WBGO.org. Mayor, I want to follow up on something that you just brought up in talking about what John went through. You mentioned pedestrian safety in the city. I want to ask you where we stand with this red light camera program that's supposed to grab the license plates of people who whiz through red lights, because I was crossing Broad Street last week over by Washington Park. I almost got creamed by somebody, just flew right through a red light, no regard whatsoever for it.
Yeah, I'm so frustrated. Years back, I remember about 5 years ago when I was on the city council, we ranked as one of the worst cities in America for pedestrian vehicular accidents. When I came in, we immediately pushed for red light cameras at many of our most dangerous intersections.
Right, and we got permission from the legislature.
We got the laws passed, permission from the legislature. Everything's going. We're just now getting the technology up. Those cameras should be operational within a matter of months, and it'll be good for public safety. It'll be good for city revenue, frankly. But most importantly,
you say for city revenue, what's the fine?
I'm not sure exactly what the fine is, 30, 40 bucks, something like that. It may be a little more.
Right.
But if you run a red light, understand what you're doing. You're putting lives at danger.
Absolutely.
In a very, very serious way. Pedestrians, other vehicles, and yourself, frankly.
When it comes to pedestrian safety, there's got to be more than just doing the red light cameras, though.
Oh, well,
is there more?
Yeah, there's absolutely more. Look, when we started this effort, and we get a lot of pushback on this, we said our police officers are going to begin enforcing all of the laws. So we were not going to ignore quality of life laws, and especially the ones that residents complain about most. So what do residents complain about? They complain exactly like you did. People are speeding down residential streets, and we all who live in Newark know that is a major problem. And people disobey traffic laws. So we've actually, and I track this, the number of tickets our officers give out for these infractions so that we can begin to change the culture of driving in our city, which is, by statistically, very dangerous because of the number of people that are hit or injured or accidents in our streets.
Ever made your own citizen's arrest on this?
I pull people over. Not me, the officers who are with me. Pull people over for everything from littering, because I have no tolerance for that, to more serious infractions.
You're listening to Newark Today on WBGO and WBGO.org. You, of course, are an essential part of this conversation. We welcome you here to join us on the phone at 1-800-499-9246. That's 1-800-499-9246. When we come back, Newark, the economic stimulus package, and you. This is Newark Today on WBGO and WBGO.org.
WBGO News. there when you need us.
Pay freezes for union members, contributions to their health benefits and prescription drug plans, and the elimination of four holidays have all been laid on the table by County Executive Joe DiVincenzo.
WBGO News.
Giving you breaking news from New Jersey and New York.
The problem that we're having now in this little lull is the wind. It's picking up the snow and blowing it.
WBGO News.
Great programs like Newark Today and the WBGO Journal.
Of the 18 nominees I voted for, 11 and a half won awards.
Engaging podcasts like Conversations with Alan Walper.
Abu Ghraib became the symbol, and in my opinion, it was also the excuse.
And Sports Jam with Doug Doyle.
Jazz is exciting. Playing basketball is exciting.
WBGO News, streaming online at WBGO.org.
This is Newark Today. Questions for the mayor? Call us at 1-800-499-9246.
And welcome back to the program. I'm Andrew Meyer, joined in the studio as always by Mayor Cory Booker. Also with us tonight, the city's Deputy Mayor for Economic Development, Stephen Pryor. Before we get to the stimulus package, I wanted to bring in James from Irvington. He's on the line joining us on the program. James, welcome to Newark Today.
Good evening. How's everything?
Great, James. How are you today?
I'm doing all right, sir.
Thanks for calling in. What's up?
One of my biggest concerns is, okay, I'm a veteran. And what we used to do is the judge used to give the young people the opportunity to either go to the military or go to prison. Okay? And I think if we did something like that, this will minimize the jail, as well as give the inmates a trade, and they might start a new career and get away from what they're doing now. I mean, many years ago, during Vietnam, they did that, and during other wars, they did that. Why they can't do that now, sir?
Well, first of all, I heard about that back in my dad's era, and I know some folks in the family that took that route. But I have not heard if that's still a viable option. I'm curious about it. I'm not going to ask into it. But understand this. So what we've done in Newark, which I'm very excited about, and the stimulus package is actually helping us do it, is to create community courts in Newark. And these are courts that are not going to just throw folks into the criminal justice system, which I worry about. When a young kid gets ground up in that system, often they might come out with more habits and problems than they went in with. This is going to be a community court where the community is going to get involved in the adjudication of that child and find a punishment that is not necessarily throwing them in, but could be community service or other things that are going to help that child or that young person grow, get better, and get on the right track. So I'm in agreement with you that the criminal justice system is actually an opportunity to empower people to succeed. It should not simply be a punitive measure that often is just a trap that people get stuck in then for their entire lives. So we're not only looking at the community court, but the other thing we did was create something called the Youth Education and Employment Success Center to take kids that have been involved in the criminal justice system and give them connections to education, to jobs, to counseling, and other types of support. It was the first one created in the state of New Jersey, and we're having tremendous success with that. So I don't know about necessarily the military, but I know where your idea is coming from. Is let's empower our kids, give them the discipline and the focus to succeed, and that's what I'm really in agreement with.
You're listening to Newark Today on WBGO and WBGO.org. To get in on this conversation, you can call us toll-free at 1-800-499-9246. Gentlemen, economic stimulus. This name implies it is about stimulating the economy. But when it comes to development in Newark, that seems to be stalled. Yes, NJPAC has an apartment building with an emphasis on artist housing. Yes, Shaquille O'Neal is going to build luxury apartments overlooking the Passaic. Yes, there are plans to redevelop the area around Broad Street. But so far, these are empty lots, and the weeds are getting taller and taller and taller. When are we going to see shovels in the ground?
Okay, so stop in the name of love. We have more housing going on in the city of Newark right now. I'll take you through development.
Go ahead.
We've got a project I'm excited about for special needs housing, people with AIDS, that's being done up in the North Ward by Bon Jovi. We just cut the ribbon on two major housing complexes for public housing in the city of Newark. In fact, we've doubled the production of affordable housing. Around the arena right now, Go look at it. It's gorgeous. The Richardson Lofts, in fact, so successful, they added another floor on top of it. That's an 80-20 building, 20% affordable, 80% market rate. Go down Broad Street a little bit and see the David Dubrow project near West Kinney. The housing that's being in the ground worked on right now is all over our city. And in addition to that, go look at the parks that are being developed to create jobs for Newark residents. Okay, we just finished Nat Turner Park, a 9-acre park this month, now the largest city park that we have. Go look at the construction that's being done on the ground that's been broken on the new police precinct, which is creating jobs, shovels in the ground, getting the work done. So you can go from the north of the city to the south of the city and see the topography of Newark changing. Now, what you're looking at is you want to see some of the big projects we've talked about.
And this we're talking about this because these are big deal projects that come with big deal press conferences with
yes.
the city thumping its chest saying, hey, look how the city is on the move. And yet when you trumpet these big projects and they're slow to start, people wonder, are they ever going to happen? So the question is, when are they going
right,
to happen?
Right, but remember, and everybody should understand this, the corporate. I'm really happy we have Prudential in Newark, but the number one source to jobs in America, in Newark, in the state of New Jersey, the majority of jobs come from small businesses, and we're pushing on that. The biggest demand that Newarkers have right now, beyond jobs, and I agree that's right up there, but also is housing. So the fact that we've been able to double the production of affordable housing in every single ward, the fact that we have local minorities building in the South Ward and in the West Ward on projects that are going on right now, these are very significant things.
Deputy Mayor.
And to add, from the perspective of job production, all of the projects that the mayor's named, and we're currently scheduling literally a dozen
yes.
ribbon cuttings and groundbreakings for affordable housing projects across the city. But on the jobs front, on our watch, we built a 191,000 square foot distribution center on Mount Olivet Avenue near Newark Liberty Airport, which already is occupied by Mimeo.com, a just-in-time document production and shipping company that plugs into the FedEx network, 75,000 square feet of that space. And we just this past week expanded the urban enterprise zone to enable another company to move, and that's going to be an announcement soon. I've already referenced today that SME is moving to Passaic and Clay, bringing 130 jobs. The mayor and we have been in discussion since the passage of the State Economic Stimulus Act, which ignites economic development in the Port District through the freight rail connections that create eligibility. We've had several deals come to us since the legislation was signed and say to us, Newark's the place we want to be. So in the next several years, there are going to be hundreds
of
Stephens
jobs. And is chest pumping. You know, King Kong has got nothing on Stephen Pryor. The reality is yesterday we had this big problem to schedule all the groundbreakings and ribbon cuttings for all the development that's going on. We had to literally scrape my schedule over the next 2 months just to schedule them all. Just because WBGO does not show up to all of our press conferences doesn't mean that we aren't thumping our chests when we build affordable housing, when we build special needs housing, when we cut the ribbon on local retail, which is all very important for our economy.
But just one last time, shovel in the ground on the NJ Pack apartments, on Shaquille O'Neal's project.
And what I'm telling you right now
is about those.
I can say exactly what happened. The economy froze.
Yep.
The projects froze. But to me, a problem, and we all need to understand this, a problem, whether it's a personal problem or a citywide problem or a national problem or a global problem, is just a test to your moral imagination. So we didn't give up. We said, okay, stubborn economy, we're going to go down to the state. We're going to work with Senator Lesniak. We're going to work with the governor and get a stimulus package that will unleash the opportunity. I talked to Larry Goldman tonight, and he said, wahoo. Now all of a sudden this project that was stalled and still a down economy is now let loose. He took two council people down to visit with a developer in Philadelphia. They're ready to go, and that project by the end of next year is going to have shovels in the ground and activity going on.
And the legislation is tailor-made to make that happen. These projects have pro forma gaps. Their budgets have gaps because of the economy. We helped to write with Senator Lesniak, with Assemblyman Coutinho, legislation that passed Trenton that enables us to cover up to 20% of project costs to make those projects happen. If anyone gets out of the ground across the country with major scale projects, that legislation is going to help New Jersey get projects out of the ground, and Newark is going to line up to be among the first to do that.
And now I'm going to be bold. I'm going to thump my chest or maybe thump
Make
yours.
It quick.
Thump yours in a second. the next 3 years in Newark are going to see the most exciting downtown development I think we've seen, Stefan, arguably in the last 25 years.
Yes, sir.
The first new construction buildings going on, all because of this legislative package. Economy turns around or not, now these projects are going, which are going to create jobs for our residents. And because all of them we've been negotiating prevailing wage, first source agreements, local hiring, and the like.
You're listening to Newark Today on WBGO and WBGO.org. Ezekiel is joining us on the phone right now. Ezekiel, welcome to Newark Today. You have a question for the mayor. Seems like we have lost Ezekiel. We're going to move on. Hopefully Ezekiel will call us back. You're listening to Newark Today on WBGO and WBGO.org. To get in on this conversation, you can give us a call at 1-800-499-9246. Arthur is now joining us on the line. Arthur, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, and good evening, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, I wanted to start and say, first off, it's an honor to take part in this conversation. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, sir.
As of late, I have been interested in trying to donate some time, reach out to the youth of Newark, and really try and see where I can make an impact or at least lend a hand to the youth of Newark, and wanted to see if there were any specific programs that you might recommend. I am a sponsoring Big Brother already.
Great.
With Big Brother, Big Sister of Newark.
Great.
But I did want to see if there were any other programs that you might recommend.
Well, so first of all, Arthur, taking that first step is tremendous. And I hope everybody hears you out there, that one of the first steps you can take is getting involved in the life of one young person, and I'm greatly appreciative of that. Arthur, there's a lot of other programs to volunteer with, from the Boys and Girls Club in Newark, which is one of my favorite organizations. They do tremendous things. We desperately are in need of coaches, frankly, as we get ready for school to start back up and different seasons. And even if you don't know much about soccer, or which we need soccer coaches, I know for sure, or baseball or football, having a positive adult out there that can really transmit those lessons that are far more important about how to break a two deep zone. So there are a lot of programs. It really depends on what you're interested in. You know, we have a glass blowing program here in the city of Newark. If that's something that you have some familiarity with, you can get involved in it. We have martial arts going on in the city of Newark. And we also have a lot of facility opportunities if you have a program you'd like to bring here to the city. So if any of these things are interesting to you, I'd love to get the producers to take your number, and somebody from my team can talk with you. But I'm grateful. Obviously, before even asking, you already jumped in, and we're looking forward to getting your continued support.
This is Newark Today on WBGO and WBGO.org. Thank you again, Arthur, for getting in on the conversation. If you want to join us with a question about the federal stimulus package, about the economy, just about anything, you can chime in at 1-800-499-9246. So in the months that we've been hearing about the federal stimulus, I want to see if we can get sort of a nuts and bolts figure on what the concrete impact has been and how people on the street are actually seeing the effects of this, because we hear about this money pouring in for this project, this agency getting so much money, but what does it mean to the people on the street? And you're on the spot, Deputy Mayor.
The commitments to the city of Newark have been in the vicinity of $60 million to date, and today is a perfect day to ask about what the impacts can be, because today the team took us on a tour of the job sites for the Summer Jobs Program for youth. And we went out to the Newark Conservancy and saw kids experiencing how to make our city greener, how to make it cleaner, phenomenal. And we visited another job site where they're painting a mural on the Focus Building off of Broad Street near Broad Street Station.
I've seen them at work there, yeah.
Kids are actually producing wonderful work that will be permanent improvements for our city as a function of their work. 2,400 young people have been in the summer jobs program because Mayor Booker committed municipal dollars and leveraged federal dollars to the tune of $3 million for that purpose. I think it's one of the best programs the city's seen. Beyond that, physical improvements that are enabled through the infrastructure monies, $17.3 million have been committed for the improvement of circulation, the roadways and the entranceways to Newark Penn Station. That can result in over 100 jobs for construction jobs. Beyond that, Mayor Booker successfully lobbied Washington, even preceding the federal stimulus package, for prisoner reentry dollars. The city received $2 million in federal funds to help ex-offenders returning home to Newark reenter their families, reenter their communities, and not recidivate to increase the crime rate. And we've got now 300 enrolled clients with four different community organizations being helped as a result of the mayor's efforts.
And this money is actually out there. It's in the pipeline, and it's actually helping people.
Every dollar I described, the Penn Station project is underway in its design process under NJ Transit. But all the summer jobs that I described and all the ex-offender assistance that I described is underway.
You're listening to Newark Today on WBGO and WBGO.org. I want to get back to the phones now.
And it's important, though, sorry, we'll go to Charles in a second, but please visit the city's website. You can track the stimulus dollars there. We're trying to create as much transparency into our stimulus dollars as possible.
And also, if you're looking for some help and how you might benefit, you can find out about that there as well.
Exactly. If you are a nonprofit and wants to compete for some of the competitive pools, please go to our website and get that information. Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. Charles won't mind, I'm sure. Charles, you're on the phone here at Newark Today. Welcome to the program. Do you have a question for the mayor?
Yes, thank you very much. I'd like to get to before my phone.
Get to the point. The phone line's not very good tonight, Charles. So if you can get right to the point, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, my mother has Alzheimer's disease, and I'm currently collecting unemployment, and we're about to get out of my apartment, and she has nowhere to live. And I need low-income housing, working with her Social Security and my unemployment, which is about to run out. What can I do?
And, Charles, you live here in Newark?
Yes, in the Central Ward.
Okay, so Charles, a couple things. One is give your information to the producer. Two is first thing in the morning, I want you to go up to 103 Bloomfield Avenue to talk to our financial empowerment team. There's going to be some information there, I imagine, that could help you out. Three, if you're facing eviction, it's very important that you get some legal assistance. And we have Essex Newark Legal Services here that can help you. A lot of times people wait too long to get to them, and they have some frustrations because there's often things that they can do to offset the eviction or prevent you from being evicted. And then finally, I'll give you some more information, or my team will, off the radio with some of the other, as we learn about a little bit more about your specific issues.
You're listening to Newark Today on WBGO and WBGO.org. We're going next to Jess, who's on the phone. Jess, welcome to Newark Today. You have a question for the mayor.
Hi, Mayor Booker. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Is it Jeff? I'm sorry?
It's Jess.
Jess.
Jeff from Passaic.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
A question. About a year ago, approximately, I heard a caller call in and ask the question, what is going on with some of the neighborhoods that are down and out more than others, like basically the projects, like Seth Boyden and some of the other projects that I can't name the other names, but I know about Seth Boyden in the south section near Frelinghuysen, near Newark Airport. And it's been basically the same, I think, as far as I know, for a long time. I'm just wondering what's going to happen with those places. There are a lot of people are down and out over there, and it doesn't seem like the ideal environment for them to get back on their feet. It seems like neglected and forgotten. I just want to know what's going to be with that area of town and those projects around town.
Jess, let me get the mayor on this. We're coming up on a break. Go ahead, Mayor.
Sure, real quick. You know, complexes like Seth Boyden, like Baxter Terrace, like Felix Fold, when we evaluated them, they were so far deteriorated. They did not have the kind of investment that was needed to repair them. Would have cost more than if you were building new state-of-the-art projects from scratch. So some of them we've already started depopulating and are part of a larger redevelopment plan for the city. As we build new housing, like we cut the ribbon on this week, we're moving people from some of those complexes into them. Seth Boyden, though, is going to be one of the longer-term projects, and we don't have immediate plans for it, but we've upgraded security down there. We've put a family success center in Seth Boyden, and we're doing a lot of work to try to sustain the level of support and help to that community.
Stimulus money helping out with this?
The Housing Authority received a lot of stimulus money that's helping them retrofit projects, add security. It's helping them also build and complete more housing options for our residents.
You're listening to Newark Today on WBGO and WBGO.org. Deputy Mayor for Economic Development, Stephen Pryor, will be hanging out with us for the upcoming segment along with Mayor Booker. When we come back, more on the stimulus, more on the economy. and Brick City, the miniseries. That and some of the rest of the news when we return.
Hi, this is WBGO News Director Doug Doyle. Tomorrow night on the WBGO Journal, we'll have highlights of tonight's Newark Today program as we focus on Newark's economy and the stimulus package. It's a new life for jazz in Newport. Simon Rettner reports on this year's reinvigorated jazz festival. And a long, strange trip a long time ago. 40 years ago, Michael Bourne went to Woodstock to cover the festival as a journalist.
A ticket was worthless. A press pass was worthless. There was no press tent where I'd been promised I'd be taken care of.
It's one of the most popular shows on television, the AMC series Mad Men. Andrew Meyer talks about it with TV Guide's Bruce Fretz.
And I think it'll win Best Drama again. John Hamm may win. I think it's going to have a big year again this year, and I think it's because it is so good. I think it really stands out.
That's the WBGO Journal, tomorrow night at 7:30 on Jazz 88.3 FM and WBGO.org.
You're listening to Newark Today. Call us with your questions at 1-800-499-9246.
And welcome back to the program. With us tonight, as always, Mayor Cory Booker, also Deputy Mayor for Economic Stimulus. Did I get that right? Stephen Pryor.
Fair enough.
Stephen actually wants to vindicate himself. The movie Julie and Julia really demonizes the Lower Manhattan Redevelopment Corporation.
He was a proud employee.
Not employee. He was running the shop.
Yes, I know.
And when he was there, they treated their employees with love and affection. We don't know what's happened subsequent to that, that you left, maybe all the love left. But Stefan was not featured in that movie.
Not featured at all, and neither at the LMDC nor in the kitchen, because I'm here to admit, live on radio, I am a miserable French cook.
Yeah, a miserable cook. Why do you qualify it with French?
Frankly, grilled cheese is a challenge for me.
Yes. Maybe another reason why he didn't end up in the movie.
Yes.
But we're not here to talk about movies tonight. We're here to talk about the issues that are important to Newark. Maybe movies are among
them. We're filming more and more movies in the city of Newark.
That's very true.
That's a source of revenue and jobs.
And we are encouraging you. We're welcoming your calls and questions here at 1-800-499-9246.
And at the top of the hour, can I give a commercial? Because this is a 13 hours of call-in shows. Tomorrow I will be on C-SPAN at 8:30 in the morning. If you turn it on, they have a call-in show. Usually they have lines for Republicans, Democrats, Independents, which they will have.
Yes.
But they're having a special line set up tomorrow.
Just for you.
No. For WBGO employees and Newark residents.
Oh,
so if you're a Newark resident tomorrow morning, turn on C-SPAN. 8:30 a.m. They've got a special line for Republicans, Democrats, Independents, and for the first time in the history of C-SPAN, for Newark residents to call in 202-628-0184.
In the here and now, though, if you want to get your 2 cents in with the mayor, you can call 1-800-499-9246.
Junior, and the call doesn't cost 2 cents. It's actually a free call.
That is a toll-free call tonight. Junior from Newark, welcome to the program. What's your question for the mayor?
Thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Mayor, thank you. I'm a resident of Seth Boyden. Thank you for the security. And picking up off the garbage, the rats are gone. My next problem is when I go downtown Newark, there's no public facility.
As in public bathrooms?
Yes.
Wow, that's great. First of all, I appreciate you noticing what we're trying to do to clean it up, and as well as the security, more cameras down there. We're trying to make it again better and better and better. But, you know, the public bathroom issue, it's the first time somebody's really asked me about it. I know it was a big issue in New York City. It's something I have to be honest with you. I just haven't thought about that much in this day and age. I know if I'm caught, I jump into Starbucks, not a commercial for Starbucks, not that we want people to go there. But I usually jump into Starbucks, get my fix of Joe, and then use the loo.
Does it say something, though, about the city and where we are now that people are actually thinking of quality of life issues like public bathrooms?
Look, I do rejoice that the issues of when I first came in, we really were just seeing urgencies, and now there are more quality of life issues coming up. So I've never thought about it. I'm actually now going to have a discussion with some of my folks about public bathrooms, what happened in New York. I remember they were looking at that as an issue. They've dealt with it in Paris, other places. So it's just never been on my mind. You're the first person to ask me that, and I will give it some thought.
You're listening to Newark Today on WBGO and WBGO.org. To join the conversation with questions about public bathrooms, economic stimulus, whatever's on your mind, just about.
And here I'm giving more tickets out for public urination than ever before. We've stepped that up considerably, and I never thought about the other end. So thank you. This is a
something
big help.
To explore.
Call
thank
us
you.
At 1-800-499-9246. Ezekiel is joining us on the line. Ezekiel, welcome to Newark Today.
Thank you very much.
Ezekiel, we're glad to have you back. We wonder we lost you before.
Yeah, Mr. Booker, how you doing? It's a pleasure to hear from you. And I really like the effort that you're putting into the city. But my wife's a lawyer. I own my own business here in Newark. I am a small business owner. I own a weatherization program.
So first of all, sir, your courage of marrying a lawyer, it's impressive.
I didn't see it coming, and that's a whole different program.
We need to have your single mayor and your single deputy mayor would like to have that program sometime soon. But you're a business owner. That even makes me even more happy. You're a Newark resident, a business owner, weatherization, which I'm excited about because the stimulus package is going to allow us to do a lot of retrofitting of municipal buildings, making them more energy efficient. So there may be some opportunities for you in the future and working on. Is that right, Stefan? Will
yes.
there be opportunities for local minority business owners?
We're going to make those opportunities happen. There's $2.8 million in the stimulus package headed Newark's way that may be eligible for municipal retrofits and weatherization of private homes and private businesses in the community. And we're looking to establish a system. We haven't gotten the guidelines from the feds yet, but we want to enable local contracting, and we want to enable also local union folks who've been trained for this purpose, like
right.
out of Local 55, to avail themselves of those job opportunities.
All right, Ezekiel, we've covered marriage, we've covered a stimulus package, but we haven't covered your question yet, sir. What's your question?
Okay, my question is, this is fantastic, first of all, because I'm actually a contractor for Local 55, and
all right.
what I'm looking to do is put some good guys in the game with some jobs. I'm struggling here, waiting for calls and things to happen. These guys don't have work, and they call me every day, Mr. Fleming, have you heard anything? Can you do anything? And my biggest problem is the fact that I feel helpless in a hopeless situation where I want to help people.
Amen.
And whatever you guys can do, I want to plug in. I want to find out, who do I talk to? Where do I go? And how do we get these things done? You know, because first of all, it's very hard in this economy to keep license, insurance, workman's comp. That stuff costs money. Then
Amen.
We pay quarterly taxes. So, and unless I'm drawing up a legitimate sum of money, I can barely afford to employ people. I have to go out and do most of the work myself.
Ezekiel, let me get these guys are anxious
chomping at the bit,
to get in some information.
And Ezekiel, please leave. I'm looking at the head of the union work, Claudia, through the glass here. We want to get your phone number and get you in the mix, but go ahead.
First of all, okay. Claudia Granados, who is a phenomenal union liaison at City Hall, can be reached, and you can call that 733-4311 line and figure out how to reach Claudia. But we are partnering with Local 55, and we're so glad that you are already connected with them. One of the things that the mayor's been talking to us about is exploring, even prior to the arrival of stimulus dollars, can we create opportunities for businesses and contractors that are connected with union locals that employ Newarkers. We are considering, as part of our rolling sale process for municipal property, even putting some properties out there that would be available for retrofits, for rehabilitation, and we would prioritize scenarios where union workforce and local workforce was being utilized in the process. So keep your eyes peeled on our website, which is ci.newark.nj.us. That's www.ci.newark.nj.us. There's a button for the rolling sale process, which is how we put out city properties through a competitive process. And we're going to try to partner with contractors who do what you're trying to do to keep Newarkers employed.
And let me just add this, because my pecs are bruised. We've had so much chest bumping or whatever we've been doing here. But the reality is, we are trying to make Newark the center of the green revolution in America. And so we've already attracted three weatherization companies, small businesses here, employing our residents. We're very proud of that. Three, I'm sorry, solar companies. Solar panel companies here to the city of Newark. We have biofuel company in the city of Newark. We have already done some training with Local 55 to get people into that union while doing free weatherizations for homes in the
22 graduates already.
22 graduates and a number of homes of our senior citizens doing it for free for them, lowering their energy costs. So there's a lot of activity going on, but really success for me, Ezekiel, is having local companies like yours really benefit. So we know we're getting some stimulus money to focus on this, and we really want to partner with you to make these things happen.
You're listening to Newark Today on WBGO and WBGO.org.
And I'm sorry, and I want to do another advertisement. This weekend we have the Bergen Street Festival, which we're going to have a model green home there to show people what they could be doing in terms of weatherization, show people how green means less money, green means jobs, green means a healthier environment to live in. So please come down to the Bergen Street Festival this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Get some great food,
but also learn about the green revolution. Enough advertising. Jamil is joining us on the phone right now. Jamil, welcome to Newark Today. What's your question for the mayor?
Thank you. I just wanted to say, I want to start off, Mayor, that I want to say that you're doing a wonderful job. I really appreciate how you're showing and putting Newark on the map all around the world. I saw you on Sunday's program, and it's good to hear you here on WBGO. My question is that I come from the performing arts background, and what I want to try and do, you know, since Newark has had a history of being a Renaissance city, I want to try and create a fringe festival in Newark, New Jersey, and I wanted your advice on how might I go about doing so.
So forgive me, what is a fringe festival?
A fringe festival is a festival of just artists creating new and innovative work. And
usually
you know,
very exciting.
So I'm excited too. So a couple things, and then I know my deputy mayor might have something to add. Number one, we are really supporting and actually helping to fund something called the Newark Arts Council. Arts drives economic empowerment, and I really want you to get in touch with the Newark Arts Council and talk to them about it, 973-733-4311 to find out about that. We've created the Newark Studio Tour, which we do now. It's one of my favorite events of the year. It's in the fall, so it's coming up. We are looking right now to attract a poetry festival with the Dodge Foundation to the city of Newark. So I'm a big believer in the
arts. You're fighting Montclair on that one.
I'm not fighting Montclair. I love Montclair. I want Montclair to come to Newark and enjoy our poetry festival. Newark is in many ways a center. It's a city for all cities. And if you want to add something to that as well.
Well, I actually want to get in on this one because you have ambitious ideas here. But arts groups all across the state, including the Newark Arts Council, have taken a big hit this year on their bottom line due to the severe budget from the state.
Yes.
I mean, how do they do this now?
Well, again,
how do we expand the arts?
Number one, we haven't hit the Newark Arts Council. In fact, we're looking at other ways to support and bolster them. We see art in Newark as a strategy for creating economic empowerment, to driving revenue to our city, to creating jobs. So we have kept the arts front and center and partner with everybody from local art galleries all the way up to NJPAC and the Prudential Center, because we really see it as creating opportunity. So I understand that this is a tough time and people are getting hit. But in the midst of this climate, we're still carrying through with our art festivals. Or we're still trying to attract more to the city of Newark and try to celebrate really the culture of Newark. We have a Puerto Rican festival coming up. We have a Dominican festival coming up. We have a Brazilian festival all coming up before we get into the fall to celebrate the arts and culture of Newark.
And even in the midst of these declining revenues from state government and federal government, developers are actually cutting art galleries a break, for example. So Ron Bate, who's a developer who controls properties at Washington and Market, is actually offering a bargain deal to Rupert Ravens, who's got a new gallery over there. Cogswell, Art Stern, has been offering discounted rates to Algira Gallery, and others have been recognizing that what precedes development very often is a vibrant arts community. We want to extend that trend, and we've been looking under the mayor's leadership at Halsey Street. Halsey Street has a combination of restaurants and artistic fervor that's exciting. There was a Halsey Festival a couple of years ago, Halsey Village Festival, that we want to see come back. But we're also exploring ideas around even those vacant storefronts that pretty soon will be filled. We're working on a conversion program for some of those properties. But can we place art on display in those windows? Can we even, you know, close the street and put tables and chairs in the street and make it a festive environment on certain nights of the week? These are the kinds of ideas that we are bringing to the fore and we're trying to make happen.
And perhaps it's a partnership. our Halsey Street closing idea and maybe the Fringe Festival. Is that what it is? Fringe?
Yes, that's what Jamil mentioned.
Maybe, Jamil, we have a partnership here, so please reach out both to the Newark Arts Council, but now I'm beginning to think maybe you should reach out to Stephen Pryor because he's reimagining Halsey Street and trying to do some creative things.
Jamil,
not if you're looking
you
for cooking tips,
reach,
however.
Yeah, yeah. Jamil, you should definitely reach out to one of these guys.
Yes.
That's a given.
Yes. And if you have a spoken word festival, I think that WBGO, some of the radio hosts, are really interested in sharing their poetry.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe not this one, but others. Want to get another call in here. Lyndon is joining us on the line. Lyndon, welcome to Newark Today. What's your question for the mayor?
Good evening, Mayor. This is Lyndon. I'm calling concerned about recreation opportunities.
Hold on. Is this Lyndon Brown?
Yes, it is.
How are you doing, sir? One of the great community activists in the city of Newark. And forgive me for tooting your horn because it's coming up now. You have probably the biggest college fair in not only in Newark but in the area every year. You do so much for our young people, and I'm grateful for your leadership.
Thank you very much. I'm also concerned about recreational opportunities for our students. So many of our teenagers are out in the streets and unable to access appropriate recreational opportunities that are going to fully engage them. And I'm concerned about the Westside Boys and Girls Club being closed down last September. I passed right in. It bleeds my heart to see teenagers scaling the fence just to have access to the basketball court. I know the building's been closed because of, you know, financial difficulties, but we're trying to save that Boys and Girls Club. There's no other swimming pool in this area for the kids. George King Village and other complexes that house youth are dependent on that club. A lot of the schools in the area depend on that Westside Boys and Girls Club to have their children go after school. Parents would not have to worry about recreational opportunities, but since it's been closed, it's been a hardship on the community, particularly West Ward community. And so we want to try to save that club, Queen Latifah, Shaquille O'Neal, or pilots out of that club. So we want to the mayor and the city to join us in our effort to reopen that Boys and Girls Club. It has to be torn down and rebuilt. We need recreation in that area.
Okay, Lyndon, let me get the mayor in on this.
So, Lyndon, a couple things. One is that is a tragedy, and that was a very powerful spot and one of the only locuses within that neighborhood for swimming, for basketball, and the like. I started out as in my administration making the bold statement that we were going to expand facilities in the city like they've never seen before. And as you know, Lyndon, all around the city now, we're reopening parks, creating new parks, new basketball courts, new soccer fields, new recreation facilities. We're working on School Stadium right now as we speak, reopening that facility. Westside Park and even our county parks have now been redone. And as I said earlier in the show, we just even started a new facility for Central High School to do sports events. We redid Utterman Field. So we've expanded in total in our city, but that doesn't help the situation that you're facing, which is unfortunately a private owner, the Boys and Girls Club, has decided to consolidate their facilities in another facility, and to that nonprofit wanted to now monetize that area. That said, I've been trying to be very creative. We brought by, as you just mentioned, some of the celebrities that came out of that. We've brought by some celebrity potential donors to see if they could be the ones that would buy that facility and reconvert it into some kind of recreational facility use. So I am trying, Lyndon. We're pitching that site to a lot of private owners to see if they would maintain some kind of recreational presence there.
Mayor, I want to get in one last call before we wrap up the show. Joe from the Ironbound is joining us on the program. Joe, welcome to Newark Today.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to know, with today's economy, do you think it's wise to be raising the prices on the traffic tickets, the parking tickets, and letting the towing companies rape your citizens?
So I'm going to separate those two questions because the latter one, I agree. I wouldn't use the word rape, but I do agree on the latter, and I can tell you something. But first of all, we've found that right now in the city of Newark, everything from sewage connections to other fees, that they have not been raised for a long, long time. And in fact, we've started to see that the administrative cost for us doing these things, we were actually bleeding money out of it. And then we even compared our parking tickets to other cities of comparable size. Newark was not getting the kind of revenue it should be getting. And in many cases, with some of our fee schedules, we were actually losing money by doing the service. So we feel like we were appropriately adjusting those fees. And again, if people are not violating traffic laws or parking laws, like I think many people have just gotten to flaunting them, especially people that come into our city, frankly, that they won't have to pay those fees. But the last one is the towing problem. And look, I actually think that there is a tremendous amount of improvement we could be doing on towing. And it's something that my team is actually in the process of looking at in an in-depth way to figure out a towing solution in our city, because some of your sentiments, I think you and I would agree, and there will be changes coming up. But again, we are going to continue to get better in every aspect of what we're doing. And I appreciate the faith that many people in the community continue to put, not only in the administration, but most importantly, their faith in our city and what we are going to accomplish together.
And that's all the time we have for tonight. I want to thank Mayor Cory Booker for being here with us to take your calls. Also, thanks again to Deputy Mayor Stephen Pryor for tagging along for the ride. Our crew tonight on the show, on the phones, Jim Cromaldi on the board, Josh Webb, and running everything ever so smoothly in the control room, our news director, Doug Doyle. New York Today is a production of WBGO News. Thurston Briscoe, our executive producer. I'm Andrew Meyer. Join us September 10th for the next New York Today with Mayor Cory Booker. This is WBGO, Newark.